President Trump weighed in on his Supreme Court pick, Brett Kavanaugh, just about a half hour ago. He spoke to reporters about the accusation that Kavanaugh sexually assaulted someone when they were both teenagers. The president had this to say.
We should go through a process because there shouldn't even be a little doubt. There shouldn't be a doubt. Again, they knew what they were doing. They should have done this a long time ago, 3 months ago, not now. But they did it now. So I don't want to play into their hands.
The president's remarks come as Senate Republicans have offered Kavanaugh's accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, to come to an open or closed hearing to tell them of her accusation. We're joined now by NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, the president used similar language regarding Kavanaugh before, but what do you make of these latest remarks?
Well, these were the strongest in defense of Kavanaugh that we've seen from the president so far. He had a much more tepid statement the other day when he was asked about this. Today he said that he feels badly for Kavanaugh, that this is a man who does not deserve this. He said he feels bad for his wife and his beautiful daughters. And, you know, it certainly raises the stakes that Trump is willing to see his nomination through. He waved off a question the other day when someone said, has Kavanaugh, you know, offered to resign or withdraw, rather? And he said that's a ridiculous question, move on. But he did leave open that little possibility that, you know, there could be some doubt. But right now, what we're seeing is Republicans and the White House essentially playing a game of dare with Christine Blasey Ford, the professor who is making the accusations against Brett Kavanaugh. They've offered her Monday to come testify. Doesn't look like it was talked about with her beforehand. They've said, the Republican chairman, Chuck Grassley, said that his office has not heard back from her lawyers to try to get by email whether or not she'll come testify. And we've made several calls and emails and have also not heard back from her attorneys. So you do wonder if there is some objection right now or if they're wondering what the best way is to proceed.
And Republican Chuck Grassley also said that they're offering Christine Blasey Ford the chance to come before the committee in a private session. Is that just another plan to get her to talk? Is there any knowledge that she is reluctant to go to a more public session?
I think that what you're saying here is that Republicans realize that they have to be as respectful as possible of Ms. Ford, because they feel like this could be a potential problem for them politically, and they want to be able to, you know, somehow sidestep this. You heard Kellyanne Conway, the counselor to the president, say that she needs to be treated with respect. And I think that this is the attempt by Republicans to say, well, you know, if she doesn't show, what else did you want us to do? We offered public, we offered private. At some point, people have to come forward, and if they're not, then we should just move on to a vote.
By the way, do you know if she takes the private option, the private session option, if Brett Kavanaugh would be present?
Don't know that. Most likely what would happen is that they would testify each individually separately, which is the way it looked like Monday's testimony would be going. And that's the way Anita Hill and Clarence Thomas testified way back in 1991. So unlikely they would both be in the same room at the same time. But at this point, all the rules have been thrown out by both sides.
Domenico Montanaro, thank you so much, Domenico.
You're welcome.